Idaho has a history of welcoming refugees that dates back to the 1970s. However, since federal policies have changed when it comes to how many refugees are allowed in the United States, those numbers have dropped. According to data from the U.S. State Department Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, in 2016, Idaho welcomed more than 1,000 refugees. In 2017, that number dropped to about 600. And this year, we are told the Idaho Office of Refugees has settled 341 refugees at this point. And this decline is having an impact on Idaho's economy. Bottom line, there are employers who cannot find enough workers, especially when it comes to Idaho's agricultural industry. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Megan Schwab, Community Engagement Specialist with the International Rescue Committee of Boise, and Rick Narabout. He is joining us on the phone. He is the CEO of the Idaho Dairymen's Association. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Megan, I want to start with you. Oh, thanks, Rick. I appreciate you joining us by phone. I want to start with you, Megan. What are your community partners who employ refugees saying about this issue? Because that's a significant drop in the number of refugees that we've seen in just 2 years.
Right. We've seen a 70% effectively drop in refugee arrivals here in Boise and as well in Twin Falls, where there is another refugee resettlement agency there. And so we've seen kind of a slow burn, if you will, in terms of refugee employers starting at the beginning of 2017 with the first executive order and the slowdown beginning there, saying, hey, what's happening? First of all, can you explain to us what the implications of these executive orders are, what the impact will be on my workforce? And we've seen that really snowball into 2018, into where we are now in the fiscal year, which is closing up very quickly, with only 343 refugee arrivals. And we've got people knocking on our doors saying, you know, where are the arrivals that usually we've relied on for our workforce? We've lost 64 community partners and employers who we just have been unable to place with that previously in 2016 and before we had worked with and placed refugees with. And we've seen largely anywhere ranging from a 60 to 80% drop in placements with particular industries, including janitorial companies, hospitality industries, and of course, as we'll talk to Rick, within the food production industry, particularly dairies.
So, Megan, you brought up a good point, though, with you've lost community partners. You said 64. Is this just because they have to look elsewhere to find employees at this point?
Right. I mean, I hope we still count them upon as a partner, as friends. And I know that, you know, if we're able to get more arrivals through. But right, you know, simply we just don't have the numbers to place with all of the employers that we previously placed with. Usually we would have a repertoire of close to 200 employers that we would place with at any given time. And we've just been unable to place with all of those employers to date.
And Rick, let's bring you into the conversation. Tell me how this is impacting the Idaho dairy industry.
Sure. So with the dairy industry, because we are not a seasonal or temporary employer, we don't have access to the H-2A program like other ag employers do who are seasonal and temporary. So we don't have a visa program to go out there and try and procure foreign-born labor. So prior to the last year or two, refugees coming to our communities that have dairies in them, and the refugees that had backgrounds in agriculture, cattle herding, and other skills that are necessary for the dairy industry were a huge help in filling some of those voids that we have within dairy labor today. On average, our dairymen are going to be short at least one to two positions on their dairy that they just can't keep filled right now because labor is so tight. And so refugees were really playing a critical role in helping to fill those gaps.
And even though it may not seem like that big of a number when you say one to two positions, that I would assume, Rick, would have kind of a cumulative effect, though, correct?
Yeah. On average, our dairies are going to employ 12 to 15 individuals per dairy. And so one to two positions ends up being, you know, 10 to 20% of the workforce that they're short. And so it does end up being a much bigger factor than just, okay, it's just one or two positions. You're talking one or two positions across 470 dairies. And so it's a significant number at the end of the day.
And how is this bottom line affecting the industry? And what I mean by industry of the dairy, of the dairy industry, is from an economic standpoint.
From an economic standpoint, it does slow down economic activity. It creates uncertainty within the industry, you have a slowdown in investment, and dairymen maybe not making financial investments in expansion that they otherwise would. And you also, going beyond the economics, you have an impact on worker safety and well-being. If you are in a situation where you're continuing to ask individuals to work an extra shift here or there, help fill in to fill that void, you do inadvertently create a situation where that worker might be fatigued and they might not make the decisions the same way they always would if they weren't otherwise fatigued. So it goes beyond just the financial impact.
It really does. I'm speaking with Megan Schwab, Community Engagement Specialist with the International Rescue Committee of Boise, and Rick Narabout, CEO of the Idaho Dairymen's Association. We are talking about our refugee numbers in Idaho and how they've gone down. Megan, you said basically 70% from 2016 until today.
Mm-hmm.
So where are employers then finding their workforce? And because you said this, we aren't just seeing it in agricultural jobs, janitorial, hospitality. Mm-hmm. Is it the same thing, like Rick said, in the dairy industry, where some jobs are just going unfilled?
I believe part of that is true. I believe some jobs are simply going unfilled. And of course, I can't speak for our employers. I don't know who they're hiring specifically.
Right, right.
But I think we are definitely seeing our employers, lacking a specific kind of workforce. It goes, of course, as Rick was saying, beyond not just lacking jobs, but also what do refugees in particular as a labor force bring to employers? What are they bringing in terms of the trends of characteristics as they are as laborers? As Rick spoke to, for example, that is in a sense refugees for the Dairymen's Association that often come from backgrounds where they are skilled labor. For dairies. They know what they're doing. They have histories in rural economies.
So you're not retraining people.
Or they bring different experiences and skills that maybe make them better qualified, more qualified candidates for the dairy industry. For janitorial industries, hospitality industries in particular, we've heard a lot of discussion from particularly restaurants and other partners that say that refugees bring this richness and this vibrancy and this perspective in particular to the workforce that makes them really irreplaceable sometimes and really hard to lose and very sad when we don't have a potential candidate for them. So
is the International Rescue Committee seeing this across states, across the country, or are we particularly seeing this? Are we being very hard hit in Idaho because we have mm-hmm. had large numbers of refugees?
I think it's hard hit everywhere. A lot of individuals across the country, a lot of different states, in fact, many business owners and many industries have actually banded together and written letters to the administration and to critical pieces or people within that administration who are making decisions about how many refugees are going to be allowed into the country next year. And as industries, as employers, they are writing to the administration and saying, we believe that refugees are skilled and valuable and irreplaceable piece to our workforce, and we would really like to see higher refugee arrivals to come. Most are calling for return to a 75,000 cap for the presidential determination going into fiscal year 19. So obviously this is, being felt and hit really hard across the entire nation, and many employers and many industries are coming forward and trying to do what they can in order to lobby the administration to actually see an increase in refugee arrivals for next year.
And frankly, do we need those big companies? Because we know that Chobani and HP, just here in Idaho, for example, have been big advocates of getting those refugee numbers back up. Mm-hmm. And will it take those big names to hopefully shift this?
I think it takes everyone. I think it takes the mom and pop shop, right here around the corner in Boise that employs maybe only 1 to 2 refugees within their workforce. But that brings such an incredible richness to their company. And that brings, a contribution to the community fabric within their organization, all the way up to the Microns, the HPs, the Chobanis, the individuals that have a huge percentage of their workforce being immigrant or particularly refugee labor. I think it takes all of us showing that this impacts the large companies, yes, at the very top, but it also impacts the individual small businesses every day that want to employ and hire refugees, and also the refugee business owners themselves who are hoping to do a good turn and maybe hire the next refugee coming in just like they were once hired before them.
And Rick, what do you see long term the impact being for the dairy industry if the numbers continue to go down and farmers cannot fill those 1 to 2 positions?
Long term, you know, and for us, this is a combined discussion with the overall immigration debate and the lack of any cohesive solution being brought to the table there that the industry can support. And so for us, the long term outlook is that it is going to slow down our dairy producers and their willingness to invest in their family businesses here in Idaho and continue to expand them because of the uncertainty it creates and not knowing what they'll have for available workforce. Our dairy workers, 90% of them are foreign born. And so every individual that we're able to procure into the industry to work with our dairymen and to help them grow their business is going to help us.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. Megan Schwab is the International Rescue Committee of Boise, and Rick Narabout, he is with the Idaho Dairymen's Association. Thank you to both of you for coming in today. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Gemma.